call me crazy, right? But I always knew that there was something, just something, a little bit fucking off with this guy.
Isn't it true that you want to fly commercial so that you can fly in luxury? How much money did you pay for Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
Well, for example, that's really none of your business, but...
Isn't it the business of your donors?
Listen, I paid. The airplane that we have that I bought from Tyler Perry, and I didn't pay anywhere. Tyler's one of the greatest guys. He made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it. I love your eyes.
Again, getting back to the comment, you said that you don't like to fly commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. And don't you ever say I did. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers.
I always thought that dude was a little weird. Something about the eyes. What did Manny say in Scarface? The eyes, Chico. The eyes, they never lie. They don't fucking lie. That dude looks creepy as hell. Like, possessed. And that's the furthest thing that you would think from a man who's supposed to be a preacher in a church. But okay. Joel Osteen? Anyway, live streams tonight, guys. Make sure you're there. Go to Telegram, go to @PatriotClub. But that's how you sign up and become a member of Dr. Patriot Club. I have a great show for you guys tonight, and I have a special guest that's coming on tonight. You'll see him when he gets there. I'll give him the floor for a little bit. But great guy, man. Great guy. I spoke to him last night. Fantastic guy. But anyway, listen, guys. This is some bullshit. All of it. I'm gonna end the show off with something really, really, really scary. Now, we spoke several times about all of these migrants coming in through the border. Migrants coming in through the border. Fuck that. A bunch of illegal aliens coming in through the border, right? We've spoke about that so many times. Now, there's a reason why... Do I really have to call it the Biden administration? Because that's not what it is. This is just America being run by Satan. And the Jews, which, by the way, a couple people gave me a little educational lesson on those same Jews yesterday. Remember the Jew video? Those are Satanists. Those aren't the Jewish people from the Bible. We'll get to that at the end of the show. However, I want to start here. There was this dude on Joe Rogan. I think the guy was like ex-military or something. And they were talking about UFOs, right? Now... I want you guys to hear this. Take a listen.
How long would these things stay up there for?
So, from my experience, from our experience, and again, we weren't studying these, but they were always out there. You know, they were
always
out there when we took off, we'd see them, and then we go to land, they would still be out there.
Like every day?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
So, you guys go from not having any idea that these things are out there to an upgraded radar system to seeing them every day.
Okay, so Joe Rogan asked him, you know, how often do you see these things? Guy responded, every fucking day they see these things in the sky. Now, I showed you guys that video last week of the girl that took a picture with her phone of one of these weird clouds, and it turns out it wasn't really a cloud, it was just a ship hiding in a cloud. And they said they see these things every day. So, what if it's more of this shit right here?
Y'all, I can't make this up. I cannot make this up right now. First of all, look at those. Look at those. Look at all of that. Okay, that ain't even the exciting part. Look at those. Oh my God, what are those?
What the heck is that, man?
Okay, literally, I'm not about to get transported up into the universe, so we're gonna have to.
It's like a bunch of them everywhere.
Shut up, you conspiracy theorist! Really? Knowing what we know now about these clouds and that they're actually not really fucking clouds, they're actually a bunch of ships. If I had to bet money, I would say it's our own, and they just sit there hiding, you know, observing us, when I say observing, I mean like collecting all of our information, cell phone calls, text messages, internet browser history, all that shit. What are they getting ready for? I tell you guys all the time that we are being attacked by... Yo, honestly, we're being attacked by so many things, it's hard to keep track. And, you know, for anybody that sits there and says, for an atheist to say there's no God or blah, 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 right? Why, if you're a smart person, sit down, think about it for a second. Why do they hate us so much? Now, don't sit there and give me that bullshit. Population control. There's too many of us. That's total horseshit. There's a reason why the devil has such animosity for us. Which, the video I showed you guys yesterday, all those Jews talking about we're beasts. We are. And they could kill us and we're their slaves. You could throw them right in that same fucking category as Satan himself. Why do they hate us? You saw the video yesterday. They come into a place and they immediately want to destroy it. Kill it. Kill all the people. Why do they have such a deep-rooted hatred for us? And I tell you this all the time. The reason why they hate us so much is because God loves us so much. They don't know that love. Could you imagine living with that type of anger, hatred, and animosity in your heart? I can't. I'm a normal person. I like to see love and miracles and good things. I like to be around what God gave us. We were all born naked for a reason. Why? Because God gave us everything that we needed right here in this place where he put us. Where these motherfuckers came from, I have no idea. Because this shit is just evil. Evil, evil, evil. I mean, I have an idea, but you know what I mean. Who could wake up every day like that? Can you imagine? Can you imagine if these motherfuckers are married and they're just sitting there pumping away at night? And like it turns their wives on when they say, ha, we must kill all of them. And the wife like comes. Oh, yes, we have to. Kill at least 10,000. What the fuck is wrong with these people? Jews, that's what I'm talking about. Or the Ashkenazi, whatever the fuck, the evil ones. Not the Jews from the Bible. That's actually how they feel. I didn't want to turn this into a Jewish thing, but you understand the point. What is the point of doing all this evil and cruel shit to us? Why? Why poison our food? Why make us weak? See, I have a load of this shit for tonight's show, man. So you guys are going to want to be there for that. Unfucking believable. Or could it be something else? Could it be something else? Wait, you know what? First I'm going to play... Yeah, I'll play the first one. That's a teaser because there's a lot more on that tonight. But I'm going to show you something real quick. Check this out.
That unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got the new updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it?
Now, not to ruin the show for tonight, but it sounds like she's talking about boosters. Some people speculate that it has a lot more to do with this.
My interest in explaining this mystical science of the pineal gland is really thinking of the pineal gland as the brain's radio receiver. And it can only be activated through a certain process. When this latent system switches on, the arousal that's created is energy moving from the body right up into the brain, and that energy rushes all the way up into the pineal gland. The moment that happens, the brain goes into what's called gamma brainwave patterns. They're having a full-on sensory experience without their senses, and whatever's going on between their ears, the vision that they're having, they're not visualizing. It's happening to them, and the person now is literally in a whole nother world. They're in another dimension. That's why the pineal gland is called the third eye, because it's a profound vision. Once the autonomic nervous system switches on and it goes into gamma brainwave patterns, that radio receiver has tiny little calcite crystals, stacked rhombohedrons that are on top of each other. And those crystals begin to shimmer. They begin to oscillate. And now the radio receiver is activated. And when the brain is out, you are no longer going to be in survival. Melatonin is already an antioxidant, but you're going to make two of the most powerful antioxidants known to man. Anti-cancer, anti-aging, anti-heart disease, anti-stroke, anti-neurodegenerative, anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial. And then you make that one amazing chemical called dimethyltryptamine. And that begins to switch on. And what happens is you no longer move through space to experience time. You move through times and you experience dimensions or spaces. And the biggest lie that we've ever been told is that we're linear beings living a linear life. We are dimensional beings living a dimensional life. And when the doors of dimension open to you and you get a glimpse of how big this really is, you are going to care less about politics. You're going to care less about who's famous and who isn't, because you're going to realize you're all of that and more. We have people that have switched this system, this latent system, on, and they have a greater understanding of who they really are.
Now, a lot of my subs keep talking about this, the pineal gland, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Now, to be honest with you, I know a little bit about it. I'm way more than your average Joe Schmo. But I would like to know a lot more. Just put it that way. And you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe that is what they're trying to keep from it, from us. Maybe that's what they're trying to hide. Who knows? But then you got other shit like this that I have to say, okay, what the fuck is going on and what the fuck is up with the pictures?
So you guys want to know how to activate the high-pressure electromagnetic field bubble around the body, the torus field, torso shield, tortoise shell. So yeah, the snake must go up to the head, which is the coiled serpent at the bottom, looks just like this. The left eye is the moon, that's the eye of Thoth. Right eye is the sun, that's the eye of Horus, sun and the moon. So yeah, your snake grows wings, becomes a dragon, the kundalini serpent, feathered serpent that goes up. The cobra becomes a phoenix. So let's get into this, guys. 12 cranial nerves, 24 nerves, 12 on each side of the, on each hemisphere of the brain. And then you have 12 body systems, your endocannabinoid system. Yeah, that's right. You have endocannabinoid receptors. So get that good cannabis. Just don't use a lighter. Use a magnifying glass or a hemp wick and use a bong. So anyways, your seven chakras, people say you have 14, 20, 30, you have infinity chakras, but you only have seven inside of you. These are the seven energy centers in the body, which are the seven endocrine glands, the inner Christ system. You have exocrine and endocrine. It's the chrism oil. The pineal and pituitary gland release two chemicals. This is the story of Santa Claus, because you have a claustrum, which then goes into the pineal and pituitary. These two nerves then go down the chimney and then go back up, and it's a gift for all of us. So Santa Claus, Christmas Day, it's mass christening, because we all get a present when the oil goes back up to the head. That's right. I mean, I've shown this before, so it's pretty easy, the claustrum. It's called the Christos. In Greek, Christos is gold. Christos. Well, Goku needs seven dragon balls to unlock the dragon and get his crown chakra activated. So seven colors, white hair, seven chaos emeralds get supersonic, and seven dwarfs, snow white. So white and colors of the rainbow. Hell is your heel, earth is your heart, and head is heaven. So you must ascend. Jesus went to heaven. You're going to go to heaven, guys. You got to go up your 33 vertebrae to the cup of Christ, which is the Holy Grail, your skull, with the manna from heaven, which is your cerebral spinal fluid. See, Merkaba is Mercury Caduceus balance. This is the Caduceus. The energy goes up like mercury in a thermometer, okay? You have the right eye of Horus, left eye of Thoth, and your third eye is the black sun. As above, so below, as within, so without. In Zombieland, they ride a three on the Escalade, and when it gets robbed, they ride a three on the Hummer they get afterwards, and there's 33 rules to live by. When in Godzilla, they go down to the 33rd sublevel, and Godzilla, his energy goes up his spine between the two pillars. Literally, the Ouroboros is at the bottom, and Godzilla's right there because King Kong goes from hell to heaven. So you're a king and become a god, because what happens? Jesus, the King of Kings, and he says, I and the Father are one. Look at that bridge, the rainbow chakras to heaven.
Now, I hope that helps some of you guys out. Because when I hear stuff like that, sometimes, and I'm admitting this to all of you. Because a lot of this stuff never really makes sense to me. Obviously, if you've never heard about it before. You know, it's like somebody coming up to me and saying, hey, I want to teach you about a diesel engine. I'm like, a what? What is he talking about? Well, you know what I mean. It could be applied to anything. You feel as dumb as this girl.
I'm literally insane. But I've been eating these packing peanuts for like the last 10 minutes. I'm not even kidding. And they kind of taste good. They're literally biodegradable and like compostable, and they dissolve in water. I don't know what they're made out of, but like, they're like a little snack.
All beauty, no fucking brains. Unbelievable. Let's talk about water for a moment.
Water is money. That's why they call it currency. That's what the cash flow is all about. That's why you liquidate your assets. What's a bank? What's a riverbank? What's a riverbank do? A riverbank directs the flow of the currency. Just like the bank you go to. This is called maritime admiralty law, and until you understand this, you're not really going to fully grasp what is actually going on in this world. You are a traded commodity on the New York Stock Exchange. The CUSIP number on your birth certificate is a searchable number. You are worth money to the international bank that bought you in the 1930s. In essence, it's not really a stock, but a trust. We are maritime admiralty products, and we are bought and sold on the high seas. After all, we're made up of over two-thirds water. This world operates under maritime admiralty law. There is law of the land, and there's a law of the water. They turned us into products under the maritime admiralty law of the water jurisdiction. That's why if you go to jail, they need to bail you out of jail. Think about this. All ships are considered female by law for some reason. She delivers the product in the everyday world to this day. And every time that she does so, she pulls into a harbor where they call it her berth. Every time an item comes off that ship, it is counted and they give it a certificate of manifest. This is why when your mother's water breaks, they give you a certificate of birth. And guess what? It's signed by the doctor because that's where the ship sits, on the dock. This is maritime admiralty law. Look into it, yo.
Yeah, we've heard all that before, but it's just good hearing it from somebody else. Because, guys, nothing in this world, nothing in this life is what we think it is. Nothing. It's all lies. It's all lies. Every fucking thing that we've ever been told is a lie. Everything. And I think that a lot of people who maybe still are trying to hang on to the world as we knew it, you know, before we woke up, you guys need to get used to that. It's like, yo, it is literally like the Matrix after Neo finds out what the world really is. You know what I mean? Guys, I want to share something with you real quick. I just got a comment on, from, who's this from? Satari Hanzo, right? On, Rumble. on the zombie... and blood clot connection video. If you guys want to go check it out, he said, "Doc, if your routine ever changes, I'll know that they swapped you out with a clone." That's a good one, guys. I'm not getting swapped out as a clone. I ain't going nowhere. I'll be here with you guys. And first of all, in order to do that, they have to get by my security defenses, and I don't think that that's going to happen ever. A lot of people will have to go before they get me. But listen, now I want to get into the big shit, right? I'm gonna share with you a video that a dude took, and I don't know. Wait, what state was it? Ah, damn, we didn't even get into the Federal Reserve thing. Okay. You know what? Let's do the Federal Reserve thing real quick. This is what's going on in the St. Louis Federal Reserve. I guess if you're smart, you'd ask yourself, why the hell are they removing, you know, like the official plate that says Federal Reserve on it? They're removing it. I wonder why. Now, you guys don't have to watch that entire video, but you know what I mean? Why? Are we going into some type of digital currency? Is the Fed not going to mean anything anymore? If I had to take a guess, you know what I mean. You trust these people? These people are sneakier than this fucking raccoon. You know what I mean? They are so fucking sneaky. So what? If the Fed is gone, then what? You will eat the bugs. Is that what the fuck they think they're trying to lead us into? I don't think so. Fuck that. Not only that, talking about stepping all over our constitutional rights, man. This one dude took a fucking flight from Jacksonville, I believe, to Heathrow, London, England, and he did not like the way they treated him. Watch.
I just took a flight from the US to the UK, and I counted 5 constitutional violations in that one journey alone. First, at Jacksonville Airport in Florida, they closed the metal detectors and were funneling everybody through a glass cylinder to be body scanned. I did not consent. They patted me down instead. Patted me down in a way I've never been patted down before. Feeling my ass, round my genitals, my balls, my crotch, my dick. Then they seized my water bottle, a very expensive water bottle, because I'd forgotten to empty it when I went through. And in order to enforce that, they surrounded me with several cops and several security people. And they threatened to take all of my property if I did not comply, and to prevent me from getting on my flight. The Fourth Amendment of the Constitution states, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. They seize property without a warrant, without due process, without probable cause. And these zombies in uniform actually claimed that federal regulations take precedence over the Constitution. What the fuck? So, Governor DeSantis saying the New World Order is dead on arrival in Florida, the New World Order is alive and kicking in your jurisdiction and enforced by your goons. Next, changing planes at JFK, a facial scan at the gate. The gate right next to the airplane. A facial scan to get on the aeroplane. I refused. Would you like to go through on your passport and boarding pass? Yes. The way it's always been done for decades. We have entered a zero-trust system. We are considered guilty till proven innocent by this system, instead of the age-old presumption of innocence. Finally, at Heathrow Airport, refusing another biometric scan so that I could go and have my passport looked at by a human being. What troubles me most about all of this was in all of these incidents, no one backed me up. No one else refused. If there's anything that scares me more than the wolves in this era, it is the sheep.
Hey, do you blame him? Can you imagine that? Hey, man, I'm trying to get on an airplane. Hey, come over here. Let's feel your cock first. See if you have anything. I'd feel a little violated. I'd be just as upset as he was. The fuck? But here's the thing. That's why I don't put myself in those situations. Biometric scan? Last time I was on a plane was what? 2019? I went to Vegas? There was no fucking biometric scan. I just handed him my ID and said, fuck off. And that was the end of it. The Great Reset. Well, what did Bush said? A new world order. Yeah, he said it like no one would think that there was anything wrong with that. New World Order kind of sounds cool, man. I mean, fuck the fact that it's on our money and has been even before Herbert Walker Bush, but we think that this is a good thing. If you think that's scary, think about the food. You know, the food that you consume.
So I've been emailing back and forth with these jokers, and I want to share some of the replies that I got from them with you. So I emailed them on two different emails. On the first email, I asked them what the origin of these particular vitamins were. Here they tell me L-cysteine is actually hydrolyzed duck feathers that's highly purified. So my first main concern was the fact that they said this L-cysteine is made in China, which is a strange coincidence because from what I've learned about L-cysteine is it's actually human hair that is swept off the barbershops in China. So here, Jim G says that their citric acid derives from Aspergillus niger. What is Aspergillus niger? It's black mold. They use these code words to trick us. Why can't they just call it black mold? If it's so good for you, why don't they just say it's black mold? Nowhere on these products, nor online, do they list what these products are derived from. So you have to painstakingly email these clowns back and forth getting the runaround if you want to know what your vitamins are made of.
Hey guys, remember that video I showed you that time with, what is it, fish oil, right? Remember the dude put the fish oil on the, what the hell do you call it? Like it comes, damn it. It's early. Like if you buy a TV, you know, that white shit that's supposed to like soften it, make sure that it doesn't break. What the hell is that shit called? I have it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Styrofoam. There you go. He put the fish oil on the styrofoam. And it melted the entire thing away. What's really in that? What's really in these vitamins? Who the fuck knows? Why can't everybody just be smart like this young man?
Did you go to college?
I did not. I started a landscape business instead.
How much in revenue have you done?
I did $150,000 last year.
What are you going to do this year?
Goals 1.2.
That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be better if you went to college or straight into business?
Straight into business. I think college builds slaves.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. They go there and they party and they don't build discipline.
So you're a very disciplined person.
I try to be.
So do you think college is a scam?
I do.
Now, I know I'm not rich, but that is why I prefer to go into business, I should say, by myself. Fucking college. Really? I mean, I've been to a couple colleges. SUNY New Paltz. I used to go there every weekend. I told you, I used to look at the colleges, and I was like, wait a minute. Parents are sending their children to school to do this shit? Fucking girls taking their bras off and dancing on tables, drunk as shit. Man. What did I tell you guys the other day? Destroy and rebuild. Anyway, now let's get into the fucked up part of the show. Remember these immigrants that are coming in through the border? We have no idea. They're from all different types of countries, right? Specifically, I can't say specifically, because they come from a lot of black countries too. But they come from a lot of black countries and a lot of white countries, right? Here's the first part of it. What the hell are these doing here?
All right, guys, look at this. Just put them in here a week ago. Emergency disaster systems. Don't tell me stuff ain't gonna hit the fan, because eventually it's gonna.
So they moved all of these trucks in for emergency disaster services. Okay. What disaster? Could it be a COVID-19 outbreak? Or a virus devil juice outbreak? Could it be for that? Who knows? But let's say that it is, right? Who are they going to get to respond to such a thing? And we've had questions about this before, about all these people coming through the border that the current fake administration is completely looking the other way on. Could it be that this is really who's coming through the border? And I think it is.
Please listen.
So I've had members of the Blackwatch Regiment reach out to me who are training these young men in the west of Ukraine and in Antalya in Turkey. They are primarily officer ranks down to sergeant. They are then transferred from their place of training in Antalya or in the west of Ukraine to France. They sign the Official Secrets Act, and they're then shipped over in with the immigrants and in with the other refugees, the scattering refugees. But primarily the foot soldiers, they're all forced to sign the Official Secrets Act before they come. Now, when these guys land on the shore, they stick out like a sore thumb because, one, they've got military haircuts for a start, and they've got a certain posture in the way they carry themselves because they're officers. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. They're then deploying these guys in key positions for up to 2 years. Contracts they're offering for these hoteliers. 2 year contracts, you know, and hundreds of thousands of them are coming in. There's $4,000 or $5,000 a week coming in. These young lads, yeah, they are UN soldiers, and they will be deployed. They will be deployed. When they feel they've got the numbers and they can justify another lockdown, be that under the guise of climate change bullshit, or saying there's another variant, as these people that have been jabbed. When I went to the meeting with Sagram last September, they said anyone that's had an active ingredient will have between 2 and 5 years to live. There is no cure. Mike Yeadon from Pfizer said that. He said, there's no cure for them. They can have pine needle tea, whatever they want. It won't work. They're doomed. That's why it has to be intravenously introduced. Now, as these people begin dying in incredible numbers, there's your new variant. There's your need for a lockdown. And then these guys can start manning roadblocks everywhere, policing, and they'll go door to door, picking on the ones that are the most vocal. So I suspect what will happen then is you'll see these new super prisons be filled, and there'll be outbreaks of COVID amongst the unvaccinated in these prisons. Who will even blink? Who will even blink when you've got a country, half of whom are dying and sick, and they're told there's a new variant, and they're herding, taking away the danger, the unvaccinated, and there's outbreaks of COVID in these quarantine centres for the unvaccinated. Nobody's even going to blink. And that is the plan.
But what about our own soldiers?
They're posted abroad. They won't be here. They won't be here. The Black Watch know exactly what's happening. They're very frightened, I can tell you, but soldiers follow orders. And they're not posted in the UK. They're in the west of Ukraine, and they're fighting Russia, and they're in Antalya and Turkey. They're not going to be here. They may well know what's going on. They're soldiers. They'll do as they're told to. They're not going to be here. They're not going to be in the UK. It's going to be these foreign young lads. And the reason for that is the government know full well that they can't trust their own people because it's their women and kids they're targeting. And the other thing, the other reason it's been done for is because it was felt that British soldiers wouldn't be happy kicking in British doors. Why would they? Why would you want to kick in your own citizens, innocent people's doors and drag them off? But these young lads, these foreign young lads from Albania, from Iraq and Afghanistan, they're going to be only too happy to do that. And they'll do as they're told to do. That's the reality, you know. So that's what's happened. I've spoke to soldiers who have told me. I've spoke to Anna de Bisseray. She's a former army major. She's got many contacts still in the army, and they're all telling her the same thing. But if you say anything, oh, you're a racist. You're a far right-wing extreme. Why would you not want to give these poor souls sanctuary? Come on, you know? These are young men of adult fighting age with fully charged smartphones.
You see what I mean? That's happening in the UK, and they don't have a fraction of the amount of migrants that we have. Could you imagine who has come through that border or in those boats? Or guys, that is so scary. And just like the UK, didn't we send all of our soldiers away too? Didn't we put them over there somewhere near Ukraine and Poland or something like that? Yeah, I think we did. But it's easy to do that in the UK. Why? Because they don't have guns. Now, I say this as a proud American. I know, pride, seven deadly sins, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean. I don't think it's an if, I think it's a when they try this bullshit. Remember the real numbers that I told you about that have probably come across the border? Don't believe that bullshit. 2, 3, 4, 5 million. Don't believe that, dude. Talking at least 20 or 30 million. Do any of those people look like migrants? They have nicer phones than I have. They have nicer clothes than I have. You really think these people are migrants? And for some reason, there are a lot of men. Not to mention a lot of illegals that will be happy to do whatever the United States government wants just to be able to stay here. We have these FEMA camps all over the place. We have these Chinese-owned camps, at least the one we know about in New Paltz, New York. God knows how many else there are spread around the country. We don't know. Not to mention we have the Chinese in Canada, and we also have the Chinese in Mexico. What happens if they, I don't know, said, fuck it, let's invade? First of all, the Chinese could endure a lot of casualties because there's so many of them. Not to mention, China's never really been in a war. But what are you guys going to do? I know what I'm going to do, but what are you going to do? Only thing I have to say is I will not comply. That's all I'm going to say. I love you all. I'll see you guys on the live stream tonight. But for now, let's laugh a little bit. Keep God close to you, man. Keep Jesus in your heart. I tell you this all the time. I just hope that you guys are listening. Let's laugh.
Hold on for a second. The gritty? That shit look like the grits. Who's making grits? Unseasoned grits. Or unsugary grits. However the hell you make them, that's the grits. That ain't no damn gritty. The Skippy, maybe. The Skippity, that's what y'all doing? What damn school is this? So I can call up there and get y'all shut down. This is absolutely ridiculous. I know y'all having fun, but them kids in the bleacher hyped y'all damn heads up. They hyped them up. Especially that last lady at the end. Who are you? Are you a witch? They got witches out here doing the gritty now. Where's your broomstick? You need to fly the hell out that gym. All in all, I can't say y'all did too bad, because I can't do the shit myself, all right? So I'm in the bunch too. But I at least would have had the common courtesy to pull that last lady to the end, that library teacher. Pull her to the side and be like, look, we both can't do it. Let's just sit our ass down. Matter of fact, let's go to the library and check some library books out, all right? Let's go send some fees out, because we can't do this. We in this together. That lady done did a spin and everything. She did everything but the gritty. The Godfrey, that's what she was doing. Her gritty looked like it hurt. Was she wearing some Dr. Scholl's or something? What the hell did she have in her shoes? She looked like she was playing in the rain. I just don't know what the hell that was about. I will say this, though. I'm going to say this. Her gritty better than Ja Morant's. It's better, I said it. Ja Morant be looking like he twerking. I don't like when he do the gritty. But her gritty is better than Ja Morant.